This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Kai, C-A-I, first name Yiming, Y-I-M-I-N-G. The date of birth, January 8, 1966. The date of evaluation, March 7, 2023. Referring physician, disability and social services. The HBI, correction, the chief complaint, disability evaluation, the HBI, the patient is a 57-year-old male who is referred for disability evaluation. He actually states that he is 55, he is unclear, records reviewed, and he is noted to be 57 years old, period. He underwent coronary artery bypass grafting, i.e. three-vessel bypass grafting, in 2015 with a Lima to the LAD and saphenous vein graft to the RCA and further saphenous vein graft to the left circumflex, period. He apparently experienced a V-fibrosis in 2015 prior to his coronary artery bypass grafting period. He is known to have cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% dating to August 3rd, 2018, period. He had previously presented to San Francisco General Hospital with sustained monomorphic ventricular tachycardia arrest, nuclear perfusion in August of 2018 revealed a large inferior portion of myocardial scar and hibernating myocardium, period. He underwent EP study and ablation and placement of a dual chamber ICD placement at CPMC. Diagnoses include it 1. Ventricular tachycardia arrest. Next number is ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next number, history of CAD, status both three-vessel coronary artery bypassing graft in 2015. He again was admitted on August 1st, 2018, and discharged August 10, 2018, at which time he underwent repeat cardiac catheterization, period. The cardiac cath was actually done at San Francisco General Hospital on July 29, 2018, and this revealed right coronary artery dominant system with chronically occluded vessels filled by way of venous graft. The left coronary artery was patent without significant high-grade disease. The LAD was patent without significant high-grade disease. left circumflex was small and diffusely diseased, period. The lemma to the LAD graft was small caliber but patent. The SVG to the right coronary artery was patent with good distal flow, period. Saphenous vein graft to the left circumflex was completely occluded, period. Patient at that time was discharged on aspirin, atorvastatin, lisinopril, and metoprolol, period. He has continued with shortness of breath and dyspnea on exertion, period. He has dyspnea with minimal activity, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes ventricular tachycardia arrest, next number CC fistula, next number chronic systolic heart failure, next number ischemic cardiomyopathy, next number history of ablation, period. Past surgical history includes bypass grafting as noted, period. He has had nuclear medicine, PET, heart muscle imaging. Next number, he is status post EP ablation, August 8, 2018. The current medications include atorvastatin, 40 milligrams HS, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, carvedilol, 25 milligrams daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had a coronary artery bypass grafting at age 60, social history, he's a prior smoker who quit in 1995, he denies alcohol or drug use, period. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 172/63. Pulse 66. Respiratory rate 20. Weight 183.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The chest reveals a midline scar, period. There is a pacemaker pocket present, period. The exam otherwise is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male with history of ischemic cardiomyopathy, chronic systolic heart failure, who is seen for disability evaluation period. He is noted to have ongoing symptoms of dyspnea and occasional chest pain period. He has incomplete revascularization period. His symptoms are dyspnea, almost certainly related to his ongoing coronary artery disease and left ventricular dysfunction period. He is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, or bending period. Functionally, comma, he is categorized New York Heart Association Class 2-3. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.